Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to the Huddle with Israel Doctrine. I'm trying to go live on YouTube at the same time, so give me one sec. I'm trying to get that call-in number out there to the people. We got something to talk about. Hassan Campbell today. I want y'all to, you know, call in and participate. So, the call-in number is out there now. We need y'all to call in and participate. We're going to do the call-in participate game now. You know what I'm saying? Call in, participate. Call in, participate. Call in, participate. One second. YouTube acting up. So, let me see if I got some people calling in or not. We got to go back to the old school days, back to the Huddle with Israel Doctrine, and see if we can get some callers in. See if we can get some callers in here. I just put it in this chat room so they can call over, cuss me out, do what you want to do. Let's get some things established here. Let's get some things established. Boy, it's getting hot out here. Take this coat off. Nice sunny day in Park. How y'all doing out there on Blog Talk? Y'all gonna hear me open up my YouTube. Y'all gotta come over and check me out at Israel Doctrine Reloaded. So let's see if we get a caller. Call in. The number working, y'all. We right here. We right here, running from nothing. Call in and address Israel Doctrine, baby. I'm right here. I'm waiting on my first caller. We gonna have to start doing this call thing a little bit more now. Gotta up the game. What's up? When I'm gonna get my first caller? Yeah, go ahead, call in, man. Put that call in number out there. We're gonna play with that call in number. Got 24 minutes, more like 34 minutes. Call in number gonna be dead, so. Better call in now. You know me, I don't never have a topic. I just talk. But I'm on Hassan again. Shit, for the people that just want to say hello, call in. Damn, I ain't gonna bite you. There got to be a topic. You see it say Israel Doctrine, call in. That's the topic. It don't say nothing else. All right, we got a call in. They ain't press one, but we're going to open up the lines. 977.
Hello?
Hello? What up?
Hey, Shalom. Yeah, brother, this is Ramon on here, you know what I'm saying? My Hebrew name, Ayakara, but yeah, you know, I'm just calling in trying to be a part of the conversation, brother. You know, I like what you're doing, and I really want to really just get right down to the basics and ask, you know, why, you know, if we all serve, like, basically straight up, why Michael Edwards and you why we got a beef, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't brothers get past it and understand that we standing on the same thing? Because I rock with both of you, brothers.
I don't serve the same God he serves. I don't serve the same God he serves. He serves Satan. I don't serve
do
Satan. So, yeah. All you got to do is watch his actions and shit. You know?
Con.
That nigga that talk dirty about my mother, put up a picture and stuff and talk dirty about my mother, lied and slandered me for shit about 4 to 5 years now.
Damn,
you know,
I didn't know that. Salak, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and did all kind of wicked shit. So, I mean, it's got to be Satan. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, my bad.
Even if God let him over to Satan for a minute or let Satan have his way with him for a minute, he was serving in an evil capacity. So, he's still serving in an evil capacity. So, still working with that nigga. So, that's the way I see it.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just new, brother, and I only came into remembrance about a year and a half ago, and so I basically just met y'all two, you and Michael Edwards, as far as YouTube goes, like last week, and so I don't know, maybe I'm being too optimistic when it comes to Yasharala, but you know I hate to see brothers, you know, going against each other, you know. You know, we all got real homies dying in the streets, you know what I'm saying? So when I came into remembrance, you know, I thought that we could actually, you know, start being unified. And I've come to realize that that's like the last thing happening.
Yeah, only the anointed one, the anointed one, not a anointed one, but the anointed one can do that. He going to put them two sticks back together. He going to take them that division and put it together. And so then, I mean, we can do what we can, like to link up with like-minded people, but just for future information, I don't use the term Hebrew Israelite. I know it's a terroristic term that they use in like the black identity extremists and stuff, so I'm never putting myself up under those terms. They might put me up under there, but I'm never going to claim it. You know what I'm saying? It's like saying, you know, I'm a pedophile. And I ain't did no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not.
You suggest we call it? Because I just know my nationality now, and I just say I came back in remembrance.
Israel, you are the nation of Israel.
Right.
That's it. I'm Israel. Oh.
Okay,
and I'm
certain
named after my father. I'm Israel.
Right.
See?
All right. I'm in agreement with that, brother.
No papers. No bull crap. But nah, that's it, man. I mean, Michael Edwards is a YouTube whore, man. He's been on every platform. He's been on In the Black, the Hebrew War Machine, Sardinetta, this and that. And he do the work for them. He do the evil for them. So just like when God wanted to test Job, he son Satan, he said, go ahead, have your way with him. Just don't take his life. So that's what Michael Edwards is, you know? People use him to do wicked stuff, you know. But he can't take nobody's life. So just like Satan, he's still up in the command of some other entity and stuff, even if it ain't the God of Israel. So that's what it is for me and that dude, man. You know, he want to be famous. He want to do this and he want to do that, and he can't do it on his own merit. So he get out here and try to hook up and do whatever he can to be noticed and stuff. You know, he happy doing what he doing. I'm happy he do what he do. I give him footage and everything to, showcase me and everything. You know, he do it in a bad light, you know, bad light, good light. It don't matter. As long as people come over and try to find out what it is, just like you just did, then it's all good.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not no respecter of persons or nothing like that, you know, and I just love my brothers no matter what. So I just hate to see brothers going back at it, but if that can't be fixed.
All brothers ain't brothers just because they say they're your brothers. Say,
I know,
up,
all
man?
Israel ain't Israel, Khan. I get that. I get that.
But I got another caller here. Let's open up this mic, see what's up. We got a 951.
Hey, already. Can't get, keep it easy and good talking to you.
All right, you can stay on the line if you want to. What's up, 951?
Hey, what's happening, Super Stupid? Why is you over here on my dick, man? Damn,
man,
you ain't got no life, bro. You came out from your hiding place. You scared as shit. Pop.
You sound like Afrika Bambaataa now. But, you know, try another number. I might let you speak, but you ain't talking about nothing. But, let me see. Should I let Michael speak? Let me talk to the chat. Don't hang up, Mike. Let me talk to my chat. Y'all want to hear Michael Edwards? Do y'all want to entertain this clown for a sec? All right, y'all ain't say nothing, but I'm going to entertain him. Go ahead, Michael. Sound stupid.
Nigga, you know you're going to entertain me, bitch, because you my little kick around. You heard me? You my little voodoo doll, my nigga. You scared than a motherfucker, boy, ain't you? That's why you out here doing all this, throwing the temper tantrum like a sucker. What's wrong with you? You scared Poppy going to fuck you up. You backtracking and shit, and now you want to get on my back? Why? Because I tell the truth on your stupid
dude,
ass.
Just brought you up.
You and did a whole fucking live stream on me the other day. Nigga,
now,
you said.
Now you get to hear what type of person you are. Instead of, you know, asking questions and stuff, he can hear for himself. So, I mean, try to sound somewhat intelligent, man. I mean, if you got an argument or a gripe, you know, take your time and express yourself if you can.
You did a whole fucking live stream on me Sunday. And why you didn't put it up? Because of the stupid shit you were saying on there? Nigga,
nah,
you trembling in your goddamn boots and you wearing me.
Because I use footage in it and I'm not trying to get my channel strike. You would love for me to get my channel strike. But as you know, I got other channels. I'm going to hang up on that guy. I ain't finna entertain him no more. What's up now? Everybody else, y'all see the number, call in. Don't be scared. I'm going to put the number out there more. I'm going to open up the huddle every other day. Every day. You know what I'm saying? I got two other numbers. I mean, I got another 45 minutes and another 45 minutes. Well, I can put this number out here and call people. Don't be scared to call in. Everybody got questions. Everybody got something to say. You got a lot of trolls out there that don't want to be seen, but they don't mind being heard. So I got y'all a number now. Y'all know this how I used to do it. I don't see it ain't none of this new to me. It's me backtracking, doing stuff that I stopped doing. 618, what up?
Peace, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. That's 618.
Well, I was just calling to ask you a couple questions. When is the next time you're going to do a lecture or do a debate?
I'm trying to do a lecture in January and February, and I'm relaunching Israel Doctrine Entertainment on April the 18th, my birthday in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Do you know what the topic is going to be, or you're just kind of working on that still?
In February is going to be the Black Manifesto. I'm going to go down there with Brother Richard Taylor, and we're going to do that. We steady trying to get a building and everything. So I'm going to be doing a lot of things next year. You know what I'm saying? I got plenty of lectures and stuff to, you know, do right now. I just need, you know, some places to do it. Not all of them for money, but some of them going to be for money depending on, you know, the travel expenses and stuff. So
right.
All I need is enough to get there, do what I got to do.
Okay. And if people want to donate to you, how do they do that?
I got an Israel Doctrine PayPal link at the bottom of every video, which is PayPal me at Israel Doctrine. That's if they want to donate. I used to have the donate button up itself. But I also got a website, which is IsraelDoctrine.org, which I'm going to get the donate button up there. I'm lazy. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff that I shouldn't be dealing with. I ain't handling the business. But then, you know, my post office box address is P.O. Box 234 Park in Arkansas, 72373. And the name, you know, is Carl Davis. Carl Albert Davis. I go by Carl Davis. On the internet, I go by Carl Albert. I don't use the last name Davis, but my name Carl Albert Davis. So Carl Davis is the best thing to send it to the post office in.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that was all I really wanted to ask. I will let other callers call in.
Yeah, ain't nobody calling in. They scared to call in. People be getting scared of me. They get nervous and stuff. They like, oh, I can talk to them for real. And then they get all shaky and stuff. So go ahead. You've been watching the show for a minute. I would ask your name, but it sounds like you don't want to be known. But
well, yeah, I've been watching you for a couple years now. I kind of stay in the background. But, you know, I know that you ran for mayor. Are you going to run for mayor again? Or?
Yeah, somebody need to come do and do their thing. One second. Hello, what up? Yeah, man, I'm doing a show now. I'll hit you back soon as I get through. All right. So, my bad. Go ahead. You got the mic.
No, I was just asking if you were going to run for mayor again and, you know, different stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I try to do whatever I can to help my people. You know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. know, parking is pretty much black. You know, it's a lot of open space and different stuff down here. It's all about trying to get people off the highways into the city, you know, or build some stuff on the highways where people, you know, can go up there and work. We got 64 and 64B. It used to be a gas station right off 64B. You know what I'm saying? They used to bring people into the town. And it's nothing on 64B. It's nothing on the highway now, but they expanding the highways through Marion, Arkansas, and everything. They even fixing on Interstate 40, which all of that, you know, bring traffic through here. And the thing is to get traffic to come through the town. I try to tell the people like I'm doing now that the internet is the best thing to market and promote. And, you know, use your little proper propaganda to, you know, bring people to the town. So it is what it is.
Okay. All right, well, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I think you're doing a fabulous job. I know people don't like you or like your agenda, but like Dollar Skill says all the time, you know, this is a forecasting channel and not a broadcasting channel. So, you know,
yeah.
I think you're doing a great job.
Appreciate.
People don't like truth. So, you know.
Nah, then they don't like when you're bold with it, when you say.
Right.
I don't care if you like it or not. I'm just going to tell it. And if you want to deal with it, deal with it. If you don't, don't. But you're not going to dictate to me what I should do with this.
Right. All right. Well, you have a good day. I need to get up and get started on my day. So I hope some more callers call in.
All right. Yeah. If they do, cool. If not, brother's going to work it out.
Yep. All right, brother. Peace.
All right, peace. thanks for reconnecting me. Oh boy. Check it out. But what up everybody? Call in, man. Y'all got me hanging up and shit cause y'all scared to call in and stuff. What the fuck? Everybody got shit to say until you give them a microphone, then they scared. Everybody but that ignorant ass nigga Michael Ellis. Then I even let that clown talk. But it's all good. I tell you what, this a test run. These people know when I put these damn numbers up here and tell y'all to call in, stop being scared and call in. Hold up, let me see. What's this? This Michael here, ain't it? Yeah. Hello? What up, Bossy or Michael, whichever one y'all are. You need to get your volume up. You need to get your volume up. We can't hear you that good. Three 317,
okay?
Peace. How you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
All right,
yeah.
Man,
this ain't no Michael Edwards, man.
No, it was another number. They were just playing some old Sinetta footage when he was talking crazy about
me. Okay, I'm like, dang. I'm like, nah, man. This ain't no Michael Edwards.
Nah,
yeah.
It was a block number.
Yeah,
I still got him on the line. I see you, 317. I see your number.
Okay, yeah. You know, man, Midwest, baby. Midwest, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah,
what's
man,
up,
like I was saying, man, you know, good job, man. You know, that's why you see every time, you know, I see you on there, man, I'll be trying to support.
Yeah, I appreciate all the support, man, to those that really support.
Yeah. At first, I used to give you a hard time, man, because, you know, because you're reading and all that stuff, man. But I was like, nah, this brother's on something different, man. Let me leave him alone, man. That's not a shot to the apology. Like, you know, hey, man, I'm sorry, you know, if I, you know what I'm saying, you know, some bullshit fucking with you before, man, but. Nah, man, I'm glad that you. And sometimes it take like you remind me kind of like Matlock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where he's
it's
a,
like
he's an old country dude.
Yeah. It's like anything when you lose one ability, it heightens other abilities. You know, you got to do certain things to strengthen what you got. So.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. So. Just keep on building your other abilities, man. Keep building. That's just gonna make you just more solid across the board, man. You know, you don't want nobody to
like
say anything
people,
about you, man.
Yeah, like I tell people, I can read better than what I do most of the time. It's just, you know, it's an old thing when you know call to read out loud and you ain't never just been the greatest reader. You know, you get it's like anything, you know. Yeah, you be like, oh man,
yeah,
I really
right,
don't want to do this. That's if I mess up. You know, you afraid that people gonna look a certain way, but I do it anyway. Like I tell people back in the day, I used to be real crazy with it. I'd be like, y'all read better than me, just read the word. I'ma skip it. Keep going. I play with it, have fun, you know, because it allow people that also have problems reading, you know, to be able to feel, you know, like they could do what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like I've been telling people, you can get Alex. You know, you got to spend a couple thousand, people buying phones and different stuff. Buy your computer that go from text to voice and voice to text. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can talk to the computer. It'll write it for you. Or you can scroll across the words or the paragraphs and it'll read it for you. So, I mean, technology today helps in areas just like people use calculators. They don't count no more, so they don't know how to count. They just use the calculator.
Yeah. That's why you got practice though, man. Just keep practicing, man. You don't want nobody to be able to say nothing about you. You know, it's like, man, when you're the only black child, man, in the location, you want to be the best because you don't want nobody to say nothing You don't want nobody, they're looking for something to say to try to discredit you. You know, Carter G. Woodson talked about that, man, where he was, you know, you don't want to be, no, nothing to discredit you, man, because, you know, just they, that's what they're going to look at. They're going to say, oh, well, he don't know what he's talking about. This is dude, man.
Well, sometimes, you know, see, like in this YouTube world and stuff, though, that's what people keep feeling, because I'm a strategist. Sometimes you want people to say stuff and do stuff and count you out. Or say, well, he lacked this ability, so I can take him out, or I can do something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hit one if you want to start.
So,
yeah, I play. You know what I'm saying? People don't know how strong of a reader, how weak of a reader I am. I play it the way I need to play it to, you know, put myself in a position that I need to be in at times. So, but if you want to speak, hit one, y'all.
Hey, but nah, man, for real though, it's just keep up the good work, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep up the good work.
Appreciate
all right, man. All right, man.
All right. Peace. 940. Peace. How you doing? If you want to speak, you got to hit one. But if you want to speak now, open up your mic so you got the opportunity to do so.
Hello.
Peace. How you doing?
Hey, what's up with it, Israel?
Oh, man.
Hey,
you know.
Already, man. Hey, look, man, this is Low, man, from Texas, man, North Texas. Color 940, biggest little city, man. I ain't commented on your page before, man, but it's good to talk to you, man. What's good, pimp?
Oh, man, just another day, man. Another day, another YouTube video, you know. I treat it like
already.
It's dollars.
Already. Look, this is all I wanted to say, man. I seen one video where you and Sarnetta both were speaking on people who go to y'all channels and comment about the subject, whether it's a sign or it's the drama and shit. And I just wanted to clear up something for myself, because I'm one of those people that go to each one of y'all channels, and when it's a subject that I feel like I want to comment on, I comment on it. But I don't see, like, I don't follow them niggas like that, but I gotta watch these niggas, cause I gotta know how different niggas talk. You know what I'm saying? Like if you, like, for instance, a nigga that's a pedophile, I like to know how pedophiles talk. Like, for instance, pedophilias say bullshit like, if there's grass on the field, play ball. You know what I'm saying? So I go
from 9 to 99.
All that shit. Go ahead.
From 9 to 99. I didn't heard that one.
You hear what I'm saying? But see, when I was younger, I didn't know what the hell that was. But now I know. So now when I hear a whole ass nigga talking like that, I'm like, oh, you one of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? So I tend to watch even niggas that I don't like. You hear what I'm saying? Like, even if I don't like them, I like to hear how they talk and how they think. I watched Tommy Sotomayor. He claimed that he don't generalize black women and bash them. He a goddamn lie. That's all he do. You know what I'm saying? And then I didn't say all. You didn't have to say all, nigga. As soon as you said most, average, all that shit, and then don't nobody check him, I'm totally confused. But I watch him anyway. You know what I'm saying? I watch Kevin Gills, even though I don't really like how he all do
man,
his show. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have no problem with no. Hey, look, that's your YouTube, that's your internet. You watch whatever the hell you want to watch. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling nobody what to do and what not to do. My thing is, I know certain people that, you know, then play each channel against each other and do that type of stuff. Them the ones I be talking to. You know, I'll be like, man, bitch niggas come over here and all you do is play around in the chat, and then you go other places, you jump on, you say little slick shit, do this and do that. So they in the community, but not in the community, because they want to play like they outside of the community. You know what I'm saying? But it's like you trying to control what's going on and doing little slick shit all the time. You know, so I'll be talking to them niggas, letting them know I see you niggas out there. Your average YouTuber that ain't got no videos, that don't be hopping all in other people's chats and shit, I ain't talking to them. They just average YouTubers. But it's people out here that really be trying to control the heartbeat of the community through some hoe ass shit. And, you know, I'm never feeling that. You know what I'm saying?
And,
I ain't never hid my face. I ain't never hid my voice. I ain't never did none of that shit. I'm out here fighting, and I might lose my life one day to some dude that really hate what I done did over the internet and how I did what I did. But, you know, it is what it is.
Nah, bro. Well, first of all, I would hate that would have to happen, man. And if that's what the way that these niggas is leaning with the conscious community and so forth, then I won't be watching none of that whole ass shit. Just on some 100.
Nah, it's just real life, man. It's real life. Huh? When I got baptized, I knew the Bible said you ain't been tested unto blood. You know what I'm saying? When your belief is put to the highest test, when you die for this, you know what I'm saying? When you kill for this, then that's when you're going to be tested to the utmost. So, you know, I claim what I claim for my belief systems and everything else, but I ain't got nobody with no sword over my head, like, denounce what you believe in, I'm finna decapitate you. So, but when I got in the water, I already knew that that was the situation, that one day a subject or something going to come up, and I'm going to have to stand my ground and be like, well, I'm willing to die for it. And so that day came.
I can't let you do that, Israel. Listen, the reason why I can't let you talk to me like that, Phil, is because even Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead, brother. So some of them whole-ass niggas, you just going to have to leave alone and keep on living, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But at the same token, I just want to add this, and I'm going to let you go. I just want to add this. I was 100, man. Y'all need to keep doing what y'all doing. Not necessarily the negative beefing and shit and all that, but all y'all, we need this platform for black people, brother. So I watch all of y'all on that note alone. You know what I'm saying? I subscribe to the real ones. I don't subscribe to the whole-ass niggas. I still watch them, but I don't subscribe to them. You dig? But keep doing what you're doing, brother, and keep your head up.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes. You ain't got to go. I do the same thing. Yeah. I used to watch all my so-called competition or enemies and stuff back in the day. And people be like, man, you can sit up and listen to that bullshit. I said, man, this shit irked me just like it irked you. But I need to know what they saying so I can address them. And the only way I can do that is to sit down here and suffer through this bullshit. I don't want to do it.
Right.
I can't do it.
Hey, man, listen, I be turning my family on to Tommy Sotomayor. I said, sit and listen to this bullshit. Man, and they can't listen to 2 minutes of that motherfucking hoe-ass nigga. They was ready to fight. I'm talking about these are females in my family. You hear what I'm saying? So I know the nigga hoe-ass nigga. But I still listen to them because I got to know how these niggas think and talk. You know what I'm saying? I got to know the verbiage that they use. That way I know when I walk into a circle of them, I know exactly where I'm at and how to handle myself. You dig?
You got to watch them, man. You got to watch them, and that's that. That's how I know so much, and I'm able to deal with people, because when they think, he ain't watching this, it's like, no, I'm watching that. I know exactly what's going on. I know who's who and what they doing, what they saying, and all of that. Sometimes, you know, I might take a week off from listening to them, but, you know, they don't change their convo that much, so you can take a week off, come back, they still doing the same thing. Every year, same thing. They don't switch up that much. It's a profile of the masonry tactics that they use. You know what I'm saying? They all about theater, drama, and theatrics and stuff anyway. So once you see the Terminator, then you watch the Matrix, then you watch all these other things that's built off of it, you're like, okay, I know the story. They just changed it up a little bit. It's like even anime. You go watch anime and you're like, well, that's Goku. No, that's Naruto. No, that's Hino, I can't say his name, Hinonatsu or whatever. You know, you just like, it's the underdog character that always whoop ass and come out on top. And during the show, you're going to see him get down and out for a second, and then, you know, he's still going to fight and come out on top. It's in every superhero movie. You rarely see the superhero die. So if you think he's going to die in the movie, if you think he's gonna die in the movie and they build you up, it's like he knew he was gonna be alive, but we got the chance to trick him and make him think he was gonna die this time. You know?
Right.
I just watched the Justice League the other day. Superman dead. Oh man, you Superman finna come back to life. I don't know what they gonna do. This like the soap operas. This like Dallas. You know what I'm saying? They gonna put him in a Head and Shoulders commercial scene and they're going to show him coming back in the shower scene. Where Bobby at? Shot Bobby. He shot JR or whatever. You know,
right. Hey,
people always coming back in the soaps.
Let me put this on your mind too, man. Hey, man, I listen, two things. One, I just recently watched that debate that you had with Jabari. Two, I think you need to debate him again, brother. And if y'all can set that up, that would be awesome.
We were supposed to do it. Sarnetta gave it to Zion Lex and stuff. You know, they ain't trying to blow me up in the community, man. They know what I'm going to do. They know what I'm about to do, man. Them people do not want to see me make a submit. That's why when I called in to talk about that Hassan stuff that night, all his people started attacking me. And it's like, don't you see me and Sarnetta working together here? If I had a gun and we were standing around, I'd shoot you in the head. I tell Sarnetta, shoot this man. If he don't shoot you, I'm going to shoot you. And shoot him, too. That's crazy,
already,
man. You know what I'm saying? But see, these people, like Pac said about them New Yorkers, they watch them old gangster flicks. They want to be Gotti and Luciano and all these famous Italian gangsters and stuff, but they'll never move by mob rules. Look, how the mafia do it? This is my friend. Now, I'm going to introduce you to him, but that ain't your friend. Don't get friendly with him. That's my friend.
Right.
And if you have a problem with him, me and you friends, you holler at me. And I'm going to respect our friendship. And if this cat here ain't did what's right, he dead. Unless he a made man. A made man don't get touched. You got to go through the proper channels and talk to the proper people to knock this nigga head off.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying? But you don't just bring people in and say, this is our friend. Because now if he's our friend, that means this is our connect. This is our person. He can come in and out. No problem. He a made man. This our friend. If you ain't made, you just a friend. You just a nigga acquaintance. And niggas don't move like that, man. Niggas don't have loyalty like niggas start running around dealing with, you know, all kind of funny type people. And then you like, who's your man? Oh, man, that's my partner. Then your partner do something stupid. You be like, man, you gotta go deal with your partner, man. Your partner did something stupid. Oh, man.
See,
you know,
you can't co-sign on nigga, though. That's when you become grown, when you become a grown man, you realize that. You can associate yourself with certain figures, but you can't co-sign that. Now one of them, I'm in a situation like that right now. You dig? I fuck with them, but I don't co-sign that nigga. If they come ask me anything about it, I'm going to tell them the truth. Nigga, Google that nigga. You hear me?
Yeah. So I tell people what I know about you. He a stand-up dude. He this and that. He ain't never fucked me over. He ain't never did that. You know what I'm saying? Now, what he did to you, hey, maybe he did something to you because he see you in a certain light. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Man,
but that's,
you know,
it, man. That's real stuff, man. These people is not real out here, man. I learned that a long time ago, man. It's only a certain, you know when niggas said last of a dying breed? Last of a dying breed out here, man. You can't find real niggas no more, man.
Nah, you can't, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a nigga right now and shit in my city, man. This nigga signed off on two niggas, got him 99 years. He the only nigga that ID him with the gun, and now he a comedian, and niggas is laughing at these corny-ass jokes. But me, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with the nigga, but I know who the nigga is. You dig? You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't associate me with this nigga. You know what I'm talking about? I'm on a whole other level. I just got a platform and shit, and the niggas just utilized the platform. That's all that was.
Yeah. Man, I just heard some Chicago niggas calling into Hassan show talking about we got you in Chicago and shit. Man, come on, man. Niggas in Chicago don't play that shit, man. Dude, Denny over there addressing it. It's simple as that. You got the keys to Bambada jail cell, nigga. If you didn't lock his dope, nigga, you the reason that nigga still running around.
And he cool with
you
it.
Got
that. I don't. What I don't like about Hassan, man, is he don't really he ain't fighting his own motherfucking battle, and then the fact that he just wanted to start fighting this battle a year or 2 years ago is really a problem with me, because I'm like, well, how many years was you and Bambada having this sexual relationship, nigga? And now you talking, you claim the Stockholm syndrome? How old is you niggas? I could have swore they said that nigga was like 40. Nigga, I'm 44. Hold on, my nigga. That means that you been having a sexual relationship with this motherfucker after he sexually assaulted you and you was cool with it and you rolled with him, and it looked like until they stopped fucking with you. And now you on the other side trying to save face and your life because you know that the niggas is killers and shit. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping, but I appreciate you putting all that information out there in the way that you did, because once I saw it, I was like, oh, hell no, I ain't never fucked. Poppy is a hoe. On some 100, he ain't trying to save no motherfucking kids. What year did he start saving the kids?
He ain't saved now yet. He say Bambada and Bazir right now, and if he get horny, he gonna, for $100, he gonna have a room full of children. So he ain't saved one yet.
Man, that shit nutty. All that shit nutty, man. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, obviously, it's something else going on, because even the conscious community as a whole, I know Sarnetta don't speak Africa Bambaataa name in none of them recent videos, and I know Stardom backed off the motherfucking story and shit. So I don't know. I guess, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. They really was all cool with it and shit.
Man, the only reason people talking about it now was because I didn't lit a fire up under it again. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you, it's a story that really needs to continue to be talked about. I have an online internet radio station. It's color940.com. And the people that do podcasts on my station, I brought that subject up to them, and they were not even aware of that situation, even though it's somewhat old news to people. So it's really still new news because it hasn't been blasted by a mainstream media platform. So, you know, it still needs to be talked about.
Yeah, that's why I'm bringing it, man. That's why I'm bringing it. Believe me. We gonna make some jump.
I appreciate you doing what you do, man.
Yeah, keep in touch with me, man. What's it? I don't know who you is. I can take your number down.
Yeah, go and take my number down, man. It's LOW, Level of Wisdom, and color940.com. And just for you, the email is LOVAOFWISDOM.
We're going to talk offline.
Okay, that's what's up. Hit me up anytime.
I don't know if you want to be friends with these other folks and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We friends. I might not be able to introduce you to my other friends and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying?
Already. That's what's up, Israel. Hit me up anytime.
All right, man. I got your number down.
For sure. Wow. All
right. Well, look, y'all. From now on, I told you I got three lines. I got three, what's the thing, blog talk channels. I used to have them, you know, for an hour, this and that. But now, you know, it's just 45 minutes. You see, we've been here a pretty little minute. So when I throw these numbers up, it's three different numbers. This is the huddle. Then I got the huddle two. Then I got the huddle three. This is the huddle. So if you want to call into this show and everything, when I put it up, I say this is the huddle. And then you'll have the huddle number. You know, put it in your speed dial for everybody that want to talk and support and do all that. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that.